Paula Faraca, international journalist, Perugia. With me, Bill Hammond, independent writer, columnist of International Affair for The Times and the Corriere della Sera, editor of The Economist from 1993 to 2006. Good evening, Mr. Hammond.
Good evening.
Thanks to the internet, anyone now can make information by using blogs, YouTube, Facebook, or creating sites. On one side, this is a positive thing, but it could have a big risk. Do you think that this new way of doing information could drive us to a loss of professionality?
I think that mostly this new way of doing information is very good. It enables us to hear from experts, people who are economists, who are lawyers, who are doctors, who are dentists, who are scientists of many kinds, now have a way to put information, accurate information, available directly, rather than relying on newspapers as intermediaries. So we as newspapers have to realize that our main competitors are now our sources, the people who we used to talk to, and then we interpreted what they said. They are now able to publish directly themselves. For the availability of information and the quality of information, I think this is a good phenomenon. So how can we respond to this? I think the only way to respond is to invest in our own quality and our own reliability. The disadvantage of blogs and of this wide range of information is that there's so much of it and that it's hard for the reader to work out what to trust and what not to trust, what is reliable and what is simply invention, what is political and what is objective. We, as journalists, need to build for ourselves or rebuild for ourselves a reputation as being independent, valued, trustworthy, reliable providers of information or interpreters of information, sometimes pointing out which blogs to trust, but other times interpreting the blogs and converting the information for our readers. We have to invest in our own trustworthiness and become names as publications and as individuals that have brands that people trust, and you have to earn a trusted brand. Toyota knows that. Bill Emmett needs to know that. I can easily lose my trustworthiness by writing the wrong things, by being unreliable, by spoiling my reputation in some way. And journalists need reputations.
Italian information is suffering a lack of freedom at the moment. Italians look not aware of this misuse of power by the government. Why, in your opinion, they just accept this abuse of power?
Well, I think that Italians feel unable to resist this abuse of power. They do go into the piazzas. They do have No B Day. They do demonstrate, just like the Greeks do. But in terms of the abuse of power through the control of television, I think that most Italians don't know what to do about it. Some of them don't realize it's happening, but many who do realize it's happening don't know what to do about it. I think an essential part of that problem is the low penetration of internet access until now in Italy. Italy has been much slower than other European countries in the establishment of widespread internet access at broadband speeds. It's now beginning to catch up, but it's been slower. That means that the natural alternative source of information, of cross-checking and verifying the kind of things that that government-controlled broadcasters make, has not really been widely available and not widely used in Italy. And I believe that a big part of the solution must be through the internet and through the availability of alternative, uncontrolled sources of information.
Yeah, we had an example just a few weeks ago with an important television program by Santoro. For the first time, it was the biggest event in Italy made on internet. So maybe if the power, or I mean the government, they should maybe think about Italian freedom. But the problem in Italy, maybe like you know and like you wrote on The Economist many times, is that we have a big king that it doesn't want freedom for Italian people.
Well, certainly the Prime Minister doesn't want freedom for the Italian people. He wants freedom for himself, and that means the freedom to control through his businesses. I think a big weakness in Italy is the lack of independent institutions, particularly antitrust institutions, and properly powerful communications institutions that could prevent the abuse of power and force the breakup of monopolies. But that doesn't exist in Italy.
Yeah, unfortunately not for the moment. I hope just that internet will help us to make and build an independent, maybe, journalism and journalists. Thanks for being with us. Thank you very much, Mr. Helmut.
It's a great pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.